So may our learning be Leilu Nishmat Amichai Merchavia and the other soldiers that were killed yesterday, and for the merit of all of Am Yisrael. We're holding Tehillim, the 8th chapter, I think. Yeah. So we're holding Tehillim chapter 8. Lamnatzeach, for the person who is the conductor, the one who is going to come. One understanding is Lamnatzeach is to the conductor. One understanding is Lamnatzeach is to the singers who would, so to speak, fight one another to get their voice to be the loudest. Another understanding is that it's a term of praise. We said one of the terms of praise is Nitzuach. It's one of the terms that we praise Hashem. So to the praise, Alagitit, that the simple understanding is that this praise is going to be sung with the instrument called the Gitit, some kind of harp possibly, that was manufactured specifically in the city of Gat. Mizmor le David, a praise that King David offered up. And then
Psalms, right?
Yeah. We're holding Tehillim, Psalms chapter 8. Adonai Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha Bechol Ha'aretz. Hashem, our master, so to speak, like a master of a slave. Hashem, our master. Ma'adir Shimcha Bechol Ha'aretz. Your name is so great, so awesome over all of the land. Ma'adir. How, ma is like a how. It's a term that's used also, ma doesn't only mean what, but ma, when it's in conjunction with something, could mean how great, how awesome. Ma rav tuvcha, how great is your good. Ma adir, how awesome. Shimcha is your name, bechol haaretz, throughout the land. Asher tena hodecha al hashamayim. That really it would be befitting for you to give your glory on the heavens. We're not really fit to glorify you, Hashem. And Hashem is so great, He's willing to allow us to connect with Him. He's willing to come down to our level, so to speak. Hashem connects with us, even though we're so low. We say, Hashem, you're so awesome, that really what's fitting is that we can't really praise you. It's not really fitting for you to dwell amongst us. And you allow yourselves to dwell in our midst. Miti olelim, from the mouths of the young babies. Olelim are the little babies. The yonakim, and the young babies who are still nursing. Yonek is one who's nursing. Thank you. Yisadta oz, from the mouths of the babies you gave the foundation, you established oz. What does it mean, oz? Oz literally means strength. So this has a few understandings. One understanding is that God allowed mankind to recognize His power, and that's something that's beyond nature, that's something that's unnatural, that we should be able to fathom God at all. And God allows us to fathom Him, and we begin seeing God's might from the birth of a child. That when a child is born, so long as he's in his mother's womb, his mouth is shut, and he gets fed everything, all his nourishment comes from the umbilical cord. There's a split second when he comes out of his mother that the umbilical stops being his source of sustenance, and he opens his mouth and he starts breathing. Until then, he doesn't need to breathe. He breathes whatever breathing he does, whatever sustenance he needs, whatever food he needs, he does one way inside, and the second he comes out, now he lets out a wail, now he cries, now he opens his mouth. There's a condition that if a child, God forbid, does open his mouth inside his mother and swallows amniotic fluid, that's a dangerous condition. Sometimes that could affect the baby. It does happen. But you see, 99.999% of the babies come out, you don't even hear of this. And they come out, and there's that split second where it switches. So the beginning of life, the beginning, from the mouths of the babies, God, you've already given us the foundations, the understandings of your might. Leman sorirecha, so as to have something against those that are, so to speak, your enemies, those that try